Ready for a new and exciting career challenge? At DHL Supply Chain, you're part of a team committed to creating innovative solutions for some of the biggest brands in the world. We're recognized as a best place to work, where people are valued, supported, and respected. DHL Supply Chain is hiring for a wide range of salaried operational and functional roles. Previous experience in logistics is welcome, but not required. All opportunities, no boundaries. DHL Supply Chain. Apply today at joindhl.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
But I was nice. I was nice-ish.
You are an HR nightmare.
You don't return your phone calls. You don't return your text messages. You only return an email if someone alerts you that you have one. And that is not a becoming habit for a professional, Jeff.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Fortune Feimster and Megan Weaver join the show. We recap Halloween Horror Nights, plus we chat about Taylor Swift's movie, Frog Sex, and my new friend at the vet. Megan, have you recovered from Universal Halloween Haunt?
I mean, just recovered. It took me. I have bruises all over my calves, and I think they came from when Pole kept falling into me.
Yeah, well, we all were knocked down by Pole because he would get very scared. He would jump back.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you would just unexpectedly all of a sudden
get hit.
You've got this
I've got bruises.
Little man, you know, running into you, and then I fell over a few times.
Yeah, yeah, little man bruises.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. She does. That's all.
Yeah.
Sugar pants down.
We've all, you know, we decided to meet over at the Margarita. Was it Margarita Jones? What is
Margarita? Margaritaville.
Margarita Jones.
Who the hell is that?
I think it's a bar at USC that I used to go to.
Now that Jimmy Buffett has passed.
Well, we're going to rename it.
So Margaritaville. We went there for a little pre-party. Now, when I walked in, you were probably three sheets to the wind. Now, you said that you were hungover.
I was hungover.
But you seem drunk, not hungover.
Okay, let me tell you what happened. I didn't eat a morsel that entire day.
What?
I had a big night Friday night.
What was the big night?
I went out with the Hideaway Low Boys.
Okay.
So I love them.
Got home.
They're fun.
They're really fun. And so I was hungover. I didn't eat anything. And then I got to the bar, and Paige was pouring or asking for tequila shots. And I was like, I'll take one of those. And it just hit me. I didn't pregame at my house. Oh. I didn't pregame, not at all. I did a tequila shot, and I had no food in my body. Mm. And it went straight to my head. And then
to her boobs.
Then I had another drink. And then I think we had another drink at the Moulin Rouge. And then I was fucked up.
I saw you about 20 minutes into the experience. I was like, wow, Megan showed up wasted.
I know.
So that's funny that you didn't pregame.
Because you were drunk at Margaritaville.
Yeah.
But it was a generous shot.
Those shots were like this. They were huge.
It was a cup of tequila. Yeah.
I think I had two.
Did you not eat because you were feeling hungover and sick?
I just forgot to eat. I just didn't eat.
Okay, Ozempic.
Yeah, who forgets to eat? It's all I think about.
I just didn't eat that
day. That's stupid.
I know. I swear.
Were you just
on my life.
So what were you doing? You were just like, hey, ghost, I'm just here having a good time. At the haunted.
Honestly, that's it.
Yeah, pretty much.
You gonna scare me? I'm gonna scare you.
We were walking into the park, and she turns to Carney, who was like a little anxious. She was like, "You're about to get fucked."
Doug and I were eating, and Megan and Ben were sitting across, and she's like, "Ben, look at them. They have no idea what's about to happen. You guys have no idea." Like, it was exactly your impression.
You guys are like, "We're about to get scared, right?"
Carney told me that in one of the mazes, she was behind me, and I turn around to her, and I go, "Grab onto my hips." To go through the maze.
So you fell a few times then.
I never fell.
I fell once, I think.
I was holding on to Ben so tightly that I he was holding me up, but Pole did fall into me a couple times and hit my shins. Mm. So, but I didn't fall once.
Pole hit everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a liability.
But see, you're okay. So now I get why Paige was so scared going into the gates, because you had her all prepped.
I had everybody prepped.
You had, yeah. So you had her scared shitless before she even got to the park.
Sure did. No. Yeah, I was like, you're not going to believe what's about to happen to you.
They're like, there's some woman over there warning everyone.
Yeah.
I will say. So Megan, you go every year.
Yes.
Also, we always go together. And I'm just curious, because I found, now I know you were probably too drunk to remember this, but I found that when, you know, when you walk from maze to maze,
yes,
and you've got all those people on the streets that jump out, yeah, I thought it was the scariest year ever.
Oh, for
outside
sure.
Outside the mazes.
Absolutely. So there's always the guys with the chainsaws,
yeah,
that chase, mm-hmm, you. That's like, that's
a staple.
That's a staple. Yeah. But they had like this tall crow.
Stilts. Yeah.
They had people jumping out at you like everywhere. There was that get out maze where they would come up to you in those red teeth. It was terrifying.
Oh.
So if you look right and you're talking to Jackson.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of a sudden you look left and you've got
there's
this huge guy in stilts with his face
in your face.
No, and a chainsaw.
That's not okay.
Yeah.
It's
terrifying.
I'm like, unless you have a funnel cake, bye. That's a lot.
It was a lot.
Because there's no rest from the
it's constant.
No, there's no rest. Now, speaking of scary, now, yesterday you were at the Taylor Swift movie premiere.
Yeah, that wasn't scary, though.
That was nuts. There was helicopters everywhere. Yeah. They had blocked off all the streets.
I think they closed the entire Grove for the whole
but
day.
Even mm-hmm. all the streets around it, like trying to go east yesterday, was just not happening.
Heard there were helicopters everywhere.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
She came into all the movie theaters to thank everyone for coming. There were multiple movie theaters. And she told all of us, I don't want to brag, that we were handpicked. I mean, she did say that to every single theater.
Right. How many theaters?
Probably like six.
So six theaters.
Six.
I wonder how many people per theater.
I don't know.
300? What would you guess? 200, 300?
200.
So you're looking at 1,200 people that were there then for the premiere.
Maybe 1,000.
But then you had all of the press as well.
Yeah. Well, they had the red carpet part on the other side, so it wasn't chaotic right at the theater. They planned it well. They used all the space of the Grove to make it less
congested. Did you drive
yourself
or did you have a car service?
I drove myself. It was a last minute thing. We found out the night before we were going.
Did you valet or did you park in the structure?
In the structure, because they closed. Everything was closed down.
Everything.
You just go right there and boop, boop, boop.
You had
boop,
to self park?
Yeah.
Did you get validated?
It was free parking. Thanks, Tay-Tay.
Oh.
Nachos,
did you get
popcorn.
Validated today because... we do have the same receptionist.
Jeff,
okay,
don't.
All I'm saying is that the same receptionist today, who was here yesterday, I don't know if she's just...
She must have done a really good job yesterday, if she's back today.
She's back. Yeah, baby.
I mean, she won't even look at me, so somebody...
Well, guess what
happened? Can you blame her?
I'm guilty by association. Yet again, I went up to tell her that Asia Jones is dropping off, her driver's dropping off a nice gift for everybody here at Sirius, and will she look out for it and just put it by the desk? Nothing. I mean, she didn't respond to me. She didn't like
what?
Nothing.
What does that feel
crickets.
Like? That so many people hate you just
because of you.
Yes.
I'm used to it by
and
now.
And it makes you laugh. You don't even sweat it.
I just love it. Yeah, so she did. She actually gave me a dirty look.
She sure did.
Mm-hmm. Why would she do that?
I don't know.
I mean, just rewind.
I don't know. I can't see her eyes underneath all those eyelashes.
Jeff,
what?
Can't.
I thought she was giving
yourself.
Me a dirty look.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask another question about Taylor Swift?
Yes.
Sorry, I know you hate when I say, can I ask? Sorry. Anyway, did you
hold on. Yeah. Monica Casey. Megan's lying. She had a beer in the car on the way.
Oh, snap. I did not. Hey, let me tell you what I didn't do. Three games. I had nothing to drink in any car whatsoever. Please do not come to my house. Bye-bye.
I forgot about that beer.
You're such a liar.
Hey, and no pregaming over here. I'm all about keep it on the field, okay?
You showed up drunk. God.
It's just because I didn't maybe just a little.
Oh, my God.
Back to your question.
Did you all have to go through deep security? Were they, like, wanding and scanning and everything?
They had security checking you before you even got out of your car to make sure that you were, like, legit. You had QR codes and things.
And then did Tay walk in with an entourage of security? I can't imagine her just walking into the front of a movie theater.
Yeah, she's always got flanked by security. She has to be. She's, like, the most famous person in the world now. So,
what celebrities did you see last night?
Let's see. Julia Garner from Ozark.
Nice.
It's a good one.
Beyonce was there, but I didn't get to see her. I think I had already gone into the theater. Adam Sandler was there.
Okay.
Who else? Oh, Mariska Hargitay.
Okay.
Ben's ex-girlfriend.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh.
A long time ago.
Whatever. Like how many years ago?
Oh, like when they were in their 20s.
Oh.
Okay, so like 35 years ago.
Wait a minute.
With Megan, like you never get the true story. Like he probably was in not even the same class as her. It was probably like
they were the in same acting school. Together.
They were engaged. She's like, I went out with him once.
I bet they didn't even go out.
That is hilarious. Lesbians love her.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, she's a real big hit in our community.
Interesting.
I was behind her in a plane.
A powerful woman.
Well, you dated then.
Yes,
you
I should exaggerate. We're great friends. She was in front of me on the plane.
We flew together to New York.
we traveled together.
It's a long-term
together.
Relationship.
Yeah, I remember all her kids were in the back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then she and her husband were in the front.
Yeah.
Remember, she had like how many kids back there? And a nanny.
Three kids and the nanny in the back.
Well, that's a lot of first-class tickets.
Yeah.
Yeah, she makes a lot of money, though.
I mean, she's been on my show for 20 years.
She needed a break.
Kids that need to fly first class if they can be in the back.
Depends on your kids. Shane and Monroe, yes.
Well, yes. They're special.
Thank you.
I would never want Shane not to get first class.
No.
You met Shane's mom.
Oh, Shane's mom is a smoke show, y'all. She is hot.
Where'd you guys meet her?
She came to my show in Spokane.
Aw.
Yeah, and so she came backstage and said hi.
Did she say she was a chump?
No,
but... She's too classy.
No, she's classy. She had on like a cute feminine blazer.
From Favorite Daughter. She now shops at Sarah's Foster
Store.
Wow. Look at that.
Full circle. Mm-hmm.
I'm glad we got that plug in.
Yeah.
But Zach and I both were like, did a double take. We were like, oh my God. Yeah, your mom's hot.
I got it from my mom.
Yeah, good genetics.
Shout out Chan.
Shout out Chan.
So yeah, she was lovely. Very nice.
Was your dad there too?
No, she went with her friend Barb and her
Barb.
Aw, Barb.
Yeah, there's three of them. They were ready to party. I was exhausted. They're like, come out.
Speaking of party, do we think Megan just had one beer and one shot of tequila? Because I'm not buying
it. I'm not buying it either.
She was drunk by the time I got there.
I believe it.
Yeah. It happens when you don't eat. She's straight into your bloodstream.
It happens when you keep drinking all day. That's what happens. When you day drink and keep going, that's what it happens.
It's weird after 8, you're just feeling kind of drunk.
Weird how that happens.
You need to start eating. Don't you not
I had
eat.
I had a nice bagel this morning.
Okay.
You didn't even eat
the whole thing.
I ate half of it.
That was good.
Yeah. I gave half to you.
She's like, fortunately, the rest of this. I was like, no, I won't. Okay.
Oh, God.
How's the new house?
It's great.
Other house done, closed, gone.
Yeah, it's done. Done deal, baby.
So you are settled.
I've been so busy. I've been out of town almost all summer that I still don't have dining room chairs. We don't have anything on the walls. There's a lot of stuff interior-wise that has to be done. But it is like a new build, so
yeah. It's,
you know, turnkey.
But you're happy.
Yeah, I'm very happy.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Set your mind free with a free plan from Fidelity. Start by organizing your plan around what matters most to you. As you go, you'll be able to see your full financial picture, which covers spending, saving, debt, and goals in one simple view. Get started by visiting fidelity.com/freeplan. Expenses charged by your investments and other costs and fees associated with trading or transacting in your account apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
Emmy award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Making my cat happy is my number one priority, and Fresh Step Outstretch litter helps me do just that. Meet Mr. Mittens. Mitty, for short. Mitty is happiest when his litter box is clean and fresh, and Fresh Step Outstretch is amazing at absorbing waste and odor. We sure have found our common ground, haven't we? Happy cat, happy life. Find Fresh Step Outstretch at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
You were on The Late Show recently with Stephen Colbert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you canceled your appearance on this show to...
I rescheduled.
Right. Was it worth all the hype?
Going to New York to film the biggest show in late night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was. Because most, you know, we've had a lot of celebrities on the show.
Right.
Most people prefer this show over Stephen Colbert.
I didn't think I had to choose. I didn't think it was a...
No, I'm just
going to
ask you what's your favorite.
And
no,
oh,
what,
boy.
What has helped your career?
Of course I love being here the most.
Stephen Colbert does not have chumps.
Right.
The chumps are very loyal to us and to you.
Yeah.
They're buying tickets to all of your shows.
Chumps.
Right. And
I hear that every couple jokes. Chumps.
Sounds about right. I believe that there's a lot more chumps buying tickets to your shows than the people that are watching Stephen Colbert.
I mean,
but
I'm also
delusional.
I think it's apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a very different situation. And something like Colbert comes around once every like 2 years, mm-hmm. maybe three. It's just a different thing. You go do a little pop, and then you.
I think if you had said to the bookers, look, I would love to do the show, but I'm on Jeff Lewis Live this week, I think they would understand.
Mm-hmm. Of course they would.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure they're chumps.
No. Your stand-up.
Oh, you know what? We're chumps.
Yeah.
So you do what you would like, Fortune.
Why don't you give us a date?
Yeah, you let us know when it's good for you. I know we've been on strike for a very long time, and we're going to be a bit backed up for a while, but if you need to go do
that. We will cancel.
Yes.
Taylor.
Put you in that slot.
If Tay Swift wants to come in here, we're like, no, Fortune. She's going to be on here because she had to go do the Jeff Lewis Live show.
Did you like the movie, by the way?
Yeah. Well, if you are a big Taylor Swift fan or didn't get to go to the concert, it is shot phenomenally. It is very good.
Stu's dragging me tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
I recommend seeing
you're
it
going,
in a,
huh?
an IMAX.
How long is it? What's the running time?
2:48.
I don't want
Oh, my God. Well,
The live show was 3.5 hours.
Whoa. I know.
She sang for 3.5 hours?
Yes. Every time.
I kept going to Jack's like, is she working out every day? How does she do this? I mean, I don't know how she sings for 3.5 hours and dances for 3.5 hours. Wears heels for 3.5 hours. It's crazy.
She's a beast.
We saw in the IMAX, and it does sound like you're in, like they have the audience mic really well at the show. So you almost feel like you're in at the show. It's shot beautifully.
Are we at the IMAX or are we going to the Lemley?
I don't know. Stu bought it.
Well, then you're going to the Lemley.
And Taylor Swift did something very revolutionary where she negotiated directly with AMC versus having
She about to make bank again.
Oh, boy.
She needs that. That's good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's so smart.
Speaking of very popular anticipation, I think. A lot of people are anticipating the release of Hollywood Housewife 2.
I know. They're on the edge of their
seats. Forget the Eras tour.
Yeah. I think that they have announced the date today.
Yeah.
Is it December 6th?
December 6th.
Is the premiere date. They're going to drop two episodes. And then there'll be one a week, I think, every Friday, correct?
Yeah.
It's very exciting.
And the trailer will be, it'll be widely available today. So we expect that to be getting a lot more views than Taylor's.
You negotiated directly with Amazon. Yes.
Now, Megan, I did want to discuss, you haven't done news in a while, and there's been a lot of really big stories out there.
Yeah.
So the first one, I believe, that we should cover is that the female frogs.
Yeah. I mean, these frogs are smart. These female frogs have got it all figured out. So there was a study, and it's found that female frogs fake their deaths to avoid sexual interactions with male frogs. No, it's true. It's true.
It's very clever.
I thought that was called playing possum.
No, you know what it's called? The terminology is called amplexing.
Amplexing.
Yep. So, yep.
There are a lot of straight married women out there doing this.
Amplexing.
I think so.
Yeah, they are amplexing.
And Stu.
Yeah. Stu's like, not tonight, Jeff. I'm dead.
Yeah.
But it is very clever.
It is.
We've all done it one time or another,
of
I think.
Of course. Or more than, I think.
Like, how many times do you fake your death with Ben?
Fake or that you're asleep.
But asleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I'm out cold.
You're not
do
good.
Not touch me.
I'm
yeah.
So I'm so tired.
Absolutely.
I'm so tired.
Now, did you read about the mating balls?
Yeah, no, this is terrifying.
Mating balls.
So what happens is sometimes a female frog will have a bunch of males.
Several. We'll pile on top
pile
of
it. Pile on top of
it. They're all dropping like flies.
And then they get stuck and the female frog can die. So what she tends to do is she will rotate.
What a way to go.
Wow. I mean, I think that's called a train.
This sounds like
a frog
train.
Way
to die.
A mating ball.
So what they try to do when they get into that mating ball is they rotate their bodies to try and like get out from under the males. And then they grunt and squeak and release calls. Yeah. Yeah.
So then it's just all the dudes?
It's all the dudes.
Hey, you know what? Speaking of mating balls. Did you see Frank last night? Did he talk about Puerto Vallarta, his sixth excursion?
I'm dead. Six I'm a ghost here.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah. Y'all were supposed to reunite.
Yes, we reunited.
And it feels great. So good.
Did he play dead?
Did he amplex?
It's amplex us.
Oh,
well, mine says amplexing.
Thank you. We were wondering what the correct term was.
That's it.
It's amplexing.
And
okay.
So the internet's good.
Did he come over to your house?
He did.
What time?
About 6:30.
Oh, that's nice.
What time did he leave?
He left about 10:30. We had dinner as well.
Aww. Okay.
He didn't stay.
He didn't stay.
What?
He's been, you know, he's been gone for a week.
I know, but they don't always spend the night.
Fortune,
no,
he's been
it's
gone
challenging for
us. He got home Monday.
I know. You were giving Jameson.
We're good.
You were giving Jameson a hard time.
We're okay.
And you need to not give Jameson a hard
time.
Thank you,
Fortune.
It's crazy how he just turns a blind eye to what's
Jameson
happening.
Jameson doesn't get jealous. I think maybe you get jealous.
There was 5 days of mating balls in Puerto Vallarta.
And amplexing.
But Frank played dead and was fine.
I don't think Frank played dead at all.
Frog and Freckles are A-okay. You don't
Frog
have to worry
about
us.
Frog was one of the male frogs.
Now, at what point are we going to switch to Frog's real name? Are we all? He's always going to be Frog.
I like a pet name.
You
I
like
think Frog is
name.
Cute.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of mating balls, this portion of Jeff Lewis Live is brought to you by Snickers, the official chocolate sponsor of the NFL. Check out snickers.com/NFL to learn more.
I'm sure they're going to appreciate that.
There goes that sponsor.
Speaking of balls.
Blew
that up.
The little mini ones.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Good Lord.
All right. Now, this is a little more serious.
It is.
This news story.
Yes. And I don't know. I'm on the fence with this one. So there is this bus driver in Long Island.
What's her name?
Amal Hannah. She'd been driving.
How old is she?
In their 50s.
Nope. She's 60. Go ahead.
Close enough. Anyway, she has been driving her kids in a bus. She's a bus driver for 15 years.
Yeah.
She's undergoing chemotherapy.
Where does she work? What's the name of the company?
Oh, my gosh.
It's called Long Island We Transport Bus Company.
All right, good.
Thank you. See, I read
There's a picture of this woman.
Yeah. So
we'll have it on the app. Don't.
Yeah.
In the video.
Okay, but this is what they want. You're starting to feel.
I am feeling bad for her.
Yes, sympathy.
She had chemo.
Hold on. Let her tell the story.
Let her treacle like
so what
oh my
she
God.
Did was she went into her fridge and she grabbed a White Claw and put it in her cup holder and drove these kids around in the bus with the White Claw. Now, what she's saying is
so
that
she. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
She's driving a school bus full of our little kids.
Yeah.
And she's drinking alcohol, White Claws. Yes?
Yes, true.
Okay.
But here's what she's saying. She didn't know it had alcohol in it, that she didn't. The label is so small that says the alcohol content and that the beverage contains alcohol that she just thought it was a regular flavored
Celsius.
They do kind of look like Celsius.
And so she wasn't, she didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident. She was fired. They've now started a GoFundMe and they've raised about 10 grand for her because now she can't pay her chemotherapy bills.
I mean, okay, so there's no winners in this situation.
I mean, I think this is also like a first-time offense. Like, I don't think she's been slinging back White Claws for 15 years.
I think it was a mistake.
I don't care. Oh. If she's found to be intoxicated driving a school bus, I would never want to see her behind the wheel again.
I understand that.
And I understand that she's going, and I feel bad for her because she's, you know, she's suffering from cancer. She's going through chemotherapy. Yeah. Apparently, she said the chemotherapy has affected her taste buds.
Yeah.
So she didn't realize she was drinking alcohol.
Here's what I wonder.
By the way, Megan has said that 12 times.
Today.
She said that on Saturday.
I didn't know that Margaritaville.
I had COVID. I can't taste anything.
The Zipic made her lose all the taste in her mouth. Everything's just clear to me.
Tastes like water. My question is, who stocked her fridge with the White Claws? Or like, did she go out and buy them? I mean, you can get into the whole situation. Did somebody come and stock her fridge and thought that they were non-alcoholic seltzers and she didn't know?
I'm really sorry that she was fired.
Right.
I'm really sorry to hear that. But, you know, the chemotherapy, and I understand, but does the chemotherapy, as a result, does it make you unable to read? Because I think she should read what she's drinking when you don't know.
Yeah.
When you don't know.
It's complicated.
She's driving a school bus.
I know. She's been fired.
I mean, we don't need to talk about what could have happened.
Right. But she got fired.
Okay. What do you think? The police gave her a break, by the way. They did not press charges.
I think you should not donate to her GoFundMe.
I'm not.
There you go.
I will not.
Cut to tomorrow. Jeff's like, well, I felt guilty after the show.
I'm sorry.
$500.
If you can't trust her to read a label on a seltzer can, I don't trust her to drive my kid.
I see your point completely.
Yeah, I really do.
So I'm sorry about your situation, but you fucked up badly.
It's very sad.
I think this is a, you know, I like to say a lot, two things can be true.
It could be a lot sadder if 24 kids were, you know, killed.
How many White Claws did she have?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
It's your article.
It was the one, I think.
It was just the one.
I think it was just the one.
Well, apparently you only had one tequila shot and you were shit-faced.
Don't drive a school bus, Megan. Please do not drive a school bus.
I don't know.
Don't worry about it.
She's very lucky they dropped the charges against
her.
No,
I know.
Yeah. She only lost her job. She could have been in jail.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. What do you think about that?
I think they dropped the charges because they probably did feel like it was an accident.
Yeah.
But, you know, there is a consequence, and it was an accident. As Jameson was about to say, two things can be true.
Like, it's a very unfortunate accident. Yeah. You have to, I feel like it makes sense.
I've never had a White Claw. No, I've never had one. Oh. I wonder on the back of the seltzer if I'm sure there's some sort of warning that there's.
There is. It's not big. It's not like alcohol. It's smaller.
Those energy drinks do look like the same thing. Liquid death. Like that looks like.
And I
that
think
stuff.
That there's a very small percentage of alcohol in the White Claw. I think it's less than
it
beer.
It is a seltzer.
Yeah.
I think. But
it's
again,
like 4%.
It is an alcoholic drink.
It's practically like water, guys.
It is. Like MJ would say.
Well, here's the thing. If you're going to drink and drive, don't do it out in the open.
Yeah.
Right.
Put it in a tumbler like the rest of us.
A roadie.
Or finish your drink before you drive the children.
Put it in a Starbucks cup.
I'm sure a lot of teachers do.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Mm-hmm. They're just not driving a bus.
Mm-mm.
We didn't announce who was going to be on the show this year.
We're allowed to do that?
Oh, you are?
The whole trailer's out, guys.
And we're going to post the trailer on our
After 10.
Instagrams.
Right now it's on ET Online, but then we'll post it after.
Josh Duhamel.
Anthony Anderson, Cynthia Bailey, Noah Beck, Kate Bosworth, Reggie Bush, Josh Duhamel, Sarah Foster, Regina Hall, Christina Ricci, and Gina Rodriguez.
That's a lot of people. Is that more? That's more than last season.
Yeah,
right?
We did. It was 8 celebrities, 10 episodes last time.
Okay.
And this time it's 10 episodes, 10 celebrities.
Oh, they each get an episode or it intertwines?
It intertwines because it has to go over.
Yeah.
It takes a while to remodel these houses.
Do you know if what happened with Charlene? Charlene, your producer, she hit Doug's car. Did that get all resolved?
I honestly don't know. Does anyone know if Doug's car situation
I honestly think they should press charges against Charlene.
God. She probably had a White Claw.
I think so.
Check her cup holder.
Somebody is feisty today.
Yeah, I mean.
Just press charges.
I'm not giving to her GoFundMe, Charlene.
I just think it's weird.
She didn't seem to think it was a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I was like,
who accelerates?
Why didn't you tell me this? She's like,
my assistant.
Oh, yeah. But you don't have poor Doug.
But
just,
just
poor Doug's
there.
Just sitting there waiting for his validation to go through and that arm to go up and then, bam, Charlene.
Charlene.
Did you ever ask her, like, Charlene, what happened?
I said, what is in that can, Charlene? Give it to me.
I thought it was a Celsius. I didn't know.
Oh, God.
It's a pretty good excuse. Even if she did it on purpose, it's a pretty good excuse.
Who's?
Amal.
Oh. Amal Clooney?
What's her name?
The bus driver.
Oh. Her name's Amal.
Her name is Amal, too.
Amal Hanna.
Amal Hanna.
Amal Hanna.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty manipulative if she did know what she was doing.
But she has to take the edge off. All those screaming kids, I would need a drink.
Yeah. I don't think she knew.
I don't think she
knew. I understand. You're driving all those kids all day. You go home, and you have a white cloth.
I don't think she
couldn't
knew.
Wait.
She had to get through the day.
She's like, the wheels on the bus go round and round, round and round. She sounds like Megan, but she's like...
But Megan drives a Porsche. Yeah.
The wheels on my Porsche go round and round, round and round.
Everybody in the back, take a course. Round and round. Sounds like a fun bus ride.
That was like our tram.
Give her a job back.
I was just thinking that Universal tram.
Yeah, that was us.
What happened on the tram?
Well, there was a lot of drunk people.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Lots.
Yeah.
A lot of White Claw.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I had to take Toby to the vet. There's something going on with his hip. They took him back, and they were examining him. And in walks a woman who walks right up to me. Now, she's eating, like, ramen and hot sauce.
Uh-huh.
And she's talking a mile a minute. And she said, you're Jeff, right? And I said, oh, yeah. And I had no idea who she was. She starts talking about she's getting a real estate license, and she's going to be, you know, a listing agent. And
she's studying for the test.
She's a patient. She's not someone who works there. Her dog's a patient.
That's what I thought.
Oh.
So I'm talking to her, and she's talking real fast and eating at the same time. Decent-looking person, right?
Mm-hmm.
Decent-looking.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't understand.
There was no way for me to...
What this has to do with the story.
I know. Where's this going?
Sorry.
I immediately knew what her situation was.
Oh.
You did? I did not know.
Immediately.
You want to clue us all in?
Yeah, what's
sure.
happening?
Or you guys want
she
to just
starts
keep
talking,
this cryptic conversation going?
She's talking real fast. Talking. You know, she can take the exam, and then she's studying, and then but it's expensive, and then she's got to come with the money, and da-da-da. And then I know she didn't have an animal, but I just assumed that maybe the animal is like my animal being examined. And then she starts to tell me, she sits next to me, and she starts to tell me that she and her boyfriend break into homes in Granada Hills.
Oh.
And they sleep there, but then she cleans them the next day.
Well, that is nice.
As like a
and that's when the office manager came out and said, excuse me, ma'am, do you have a pet here?
Yeah.
And she said, no. And so I'm just, I guess, I don't.
And she knew who you were, though.
She sure did.
She was a fan.
You're a beacon for the crazies. beacon.
Stu was there. He said the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm like still carrying on a conversation, but I'm realizing after she said she broke into homes in Granada Hills and then cleaned them the next day, I just thought, oh, she's probably homeless, I guess.
Oh,
and then,
no.
Then I didn't know what to say. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, good luck with your test. And then the office manager's like, you don't have a pet here. You have to leave. And she said, I'm with Jeff.
Right.
That's amazing. Resourceful.
You do hire a lot of people, so.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel exclusively on the Sirius XM app. For a 3-month free trial, go to SiriusXM.com/Jeff Lewis. Terms apply.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Making my cat happy is my number one priority, and Fresh Step Out Stretch Litter helps me do just that. Meet Mr. Mittens. Mitty, for short. Mitty is happiest when his litter box is clean and fresh, and Fresh Step Out Stretch is amazing at absorbing waste and odor. We sure have found our common ground, haven't we? Happy cat, happy life. Find Fresh Step Out Stretch at a store near you. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.